Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina Yisrael with another edition of the Yehuda Project. As usual, I'm going to play a song for you. I hope you like it. Here we go.
Woke up this morning, well, looked out the window and saw everyone playing, look like
hey, hey, basketball.
Traveling freely, ran out to join him last one. Seemed to be so much fun.
All day I dream of winning. All day I dream of selling away.
Help me to play so long. The sun started going down.
Living life for free.
I could go day and all night. Well, I'm game and feeling alright.
I'm trying to tell you that you're my victory. I'm selling my dreams.
All day I dream.
Dream of winning. All day I dream.
I'm dreaming.
Dream of selling away.
I'm dreaming I can sell
away.
That is interested in what we're doing. I want to do a little different show today than I usually do because we want to deal with Babylon. You know, I want to deal with some issues right now that are going on, as far as I'm concerned, and within our community and without our community. And I see Brother Dawid is on the line. We're glad to have him on. If you push one, I'll get you right on, because I don't know if Brother Donia is going to make it today, but maybe you will consider to be my co-host for today. I have a lot of things that we need to talk about in terms of us as a community, us as a people, us as the people of the Most High. So I have questions, and I really need some participation today. My question today, my first question today to Israel is, do you feel like Israel has gotten overly involved in Babylon to the point where they just don't care anymore? That's one of the questions I want to throw out there at you. And do you believe that a lot of people who have come into the knowledge of the truth have gotten fed up with the I see Brother Doniak here, I'll be right with you, have gotten fed up with the disconnect of us as a people and gone back to church. I mean, you know, those are some of the things that we want to deal with today as a nation. I want to open up the line and get Brother Doniak on the line, and we'll go from there. Brother Doniak, are you there?
Yes, I am. How y'all doing?
It's wonderful. I thought you forgot about me.
No, actually, I just woke up. And,
oh, that's a good thing.
Well, you know, I'm all right. I'm fine.
You sure? Okay.
Well, I got high cholesterol, low cholesterol, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, diabetes. I got eyeglasses,
wow.
Bad teeth.
My
stick is on order. You do the math.
We're going to have to pray.
I'm fine, man. If I had one wish that the Almighty would give me, I would ask Him to extend my life through my children, that they know they
right.
Themselves in Israel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now that's one of those things as well, you know, that we deal with, you know, because we deal with health issues over here, and a lot of it is because of what we've been forced to have to eat. You know, you look at Babylon and all of its splendor and all the things that it has to offer, and as magnificent as it seems, and really it's falling apart at the seams, you know. And unfortunately, we have to learn how to survive in the midst of a chaotic situation. So my question was to everyone initially was, you know, with us as a people, do you believe that the Hebrew Israelites have gotten comfortable in Babylon to the point where they don't expect anything anymore?
Yeah. Well, let me try to answer it in this manner. We didn't set nothing up to give them no look at another alternative. So they ain't going to do nothing but run right into this thing, you understand, like they did it when they first got here. So, you know, we have to be the people that set things up to give them a different look at life. You understand? That's why these kids is going off. They're asking, you know, when you see them kids running around with their hat on backwards and their pants hanging down, you understand? They're asking for some help. You understand? They don't see nothing else, man. You understand? They'd rather die or go to jail. They're in jail anyway if they ain't got no hope. Hallelujah.
That's true. That's true. You're right. You're absolutely right. I mean, you're absolutely right. But you know what the problem is, I think, is that the whole matter has fell in the laps of a few. It's fallen in the laps of a few people, and it's difficult. It's really difficult to carry a whole nation of people in the laps of a few people that are really stepped out to do something. And the mindset of most of Israel is, we're just going to wait on, we're just going to wait on y'all to come and get us.
Yeah, well, see, one thing that I'm finding out here is that the people that have the meager understanding of the Almighty, because there's a lot of stuff that we don't know that he's going to reveal to us as we start gathering ourselves. Those few little people have to carry the ball. You understand? At this point, you understand? We have to start trying. Like I tried to tell you, them 50 schools that were set up closed down. We should be looking for ways where we can open up one or two of them schools. You understand? So we can put Israel in place. You understand? We put Israel in place, then them people have when they get sick and tired of being sick and tired. You understand? They can come in and they have an alternative. You understand what I'm saying? We start teaching our children from a young age. You understand? And let them grow up in the understanding of righteousness. That's what we are supposed to be about, righteousness. If we about the Almighty, we're supposed to be about righteousness. Righteousness is supposed to be emanating from us, you understand? They're supposed to look at us and see that, damn, them people was at a low state, but look at them now, you understand? Look how they've grown and what they're doing, you understand? This is what we got to do. There's no doubt about it, you understand? Them little $5 a commitment, man, it could help us build a nation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay, so you say righteousness is what we're all about. Okay, well, my question again is, and again, this is an open topic. I have a lot of people that have chimed in. We have quite a few people on the line. So for those that are new, which I see a few phone calls that I don't recognize, this is an open forum. Please feel free to push 1, and we talk about anything that you want to talk about in reference to a topic. Again, we ask everyone to keep their comments as clean and professional as you know how, because anything other than that, I will disconnect your call. But we love to hear what you have to say. As a nation, because this is what I look at. I look at us as a nation. And when you know the truth and you have a clear understanding of the truth, it's very, very, very difficult to not be able to see the opposition in everything that we go to do. Now, let's talk about the schools. You're absolutely right. There are schools available in Chicago right now that they're closing down, that they no longer have in use. But in order to buy a school like that, we have to have money. And in order to have money like that, we would have to have donors. Now, if it was a concert or if it was a fashion design, we as black people will line up around the corner to get a pair of gym shoes. Let me answer that.
See, they got, you know what they did? They set up ways where we could get grants. You understand? We supposed to use these people till we use them up. You understand? Use that money till it wilts in your hand. You understand? They set up grants. You understand? And we put them grants together, and after we put them grants together and we show a success rate of 85%, I believe we can get 85%, because ain't nobody want to continue doing what they're doing, period. They don't want to see their children go out like they're going out. You understand? And those that are sitting on the fence talking about they waiting on y'all, send your money, you understand, and wait on y'all.
That's true. Now, as far as the grant situation is concerned, please push 1 if you have a comment, question, or concern.
One thing I want to add to that is that y'all didn't put us in this position, man, for us to fail and go out like we're going out. You understand? We got to do something for our own self. You understand? We got to these people is not going to do a damn thing for us, and they've proven it time and time again. You understand? So we got to try to do something for ourselves. We got to put our destiny in the Almighty's hand. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Brother Donnie. I was on the road today. But, again, grant money. Guess what? Grants are ran. Anytime you get a grant, a nonprofit organization, the grant money is given. You have to fill out the application to the IRS. We all know who owns the IRS, the Jews. So, I mean, you still run up against Babylon, because even if you apply for the nonprofit status and then you get the grant through the government, the IRS is the one that sanctions you not to have to pay taxes, and that you're tax exempt, and that comes from the Jews. The Jews run the Federal Reserve, the IRS, and all that. So the money comes in, and if they decide to give it to us, and then what? I mean, you know what I'm saying? If they know what we're using it for, to teach our children that we're the Jews for real, then how does that play? I mean, that's what I'm saying today, and that is my whole issue today. With all the things that we're up against, from the educational system to the banking system to corporate America system, to all of the things that we have. We as a people, we have resources because we have made everybody else rich. So when do we stop and say, look, if nothing else, we can put a treasury together and we can work together as a people and make sure that we're going to be okay as a people. When do we stop and do that? But you know why we don't do it? It's because we, and to be honest with you, this is Hebrew Israelites, this is Black America, this is all of Negro America. When we're talking about colored people today, we're talking about Afro-American, Black, Negro, Hebrew Israelite people. They have bought into Babylon.
Yeah. Well,
they
listen, let me.
It. I mean, you know what? And there's no other way around it. I'm sorry, y'all. Today, I'm just, you know, I'm on one of them rolls today. We dress up. We put the costumes on. We got people out there on the street corners just yelling it, trying to get people to understand. But at the end of the day, no check, no food. And no money coming in, no roof over your head. I mean, real talk. So those are real issues that we deal with as the people that makes it very difficult to stand up sometimes. And that's a lot of times why we're not standing up.
Okay, let me, you know, and I don't want to dominate the whole thing, but I want to say this. Remember the time in Moses' time when he was bringing the children up out of Egypt. Those people did not have the faith at all. Moses had the faith. The only reason that they latched on to getting out of Egypt is because they was hungry. They was going through some rigorous bondage. Now, this brings me back to this day and time right now. They're getting ready to cut all these programs. If you look on the news, you'll see that they in 10 years, they're going to cut the food stamps $40 million from food stamps in over a 10-year period, $40 billion over a 10-year period. You understand? Starting January 1st. You understand? So if we put something in place, I mean, and listen, I don't have no doubt. Listen, regardless of how they want us to set these programs up, if we have these places in place and we got to trust in the Almighty. When we put these places in, when we set up these things, we setting them up in the name of the Almighty. He's not going to let us fail. This is a time that the Almighty has ordained for us to try to pull this stuff together. There is no righteousness in this earth at all. We are the people of righteousness. We got to bring it back. And he left the ball in our court. Hallelujah. I know y'all don't like.
No, it ain't about what we like. I mean, everybody has the right to their opinion, and that's what this show is all about, to give people their opinion a chance to speak. And, I mean, you know, I'm with you 100%. I do believe that it's a beautiful concept. It's a beautiful concept, Brother Donnie. You've been screaming it since I met you. It's a beautiful concept. Come together, let's build together, let's work together, let's stand together. It's a beautiful concept, but at the end of the day, no check, no food.
I had the opportunity of getting online with some the Israelites that are in Israel today. They got a Pow Talk station on Pow Talk. You understand? Mm-hmm. And they are asking for us, or they alluded to us coming back to Israel. Now, I'm not sure that I want to go that route. You understand? But I do. I do believe that we're going to go back to Israel. You understand? And they may have, but see, they talking a whole lot of other stuff too. You understand? But all of that will be revealed to us through the Almighty as we come along. The Almighty opened up our eyes to see who we are. You understand? And the Almighty reveal to them what they need to do, and et cetera, et cetera. Once we start doing something, you understand, and see, I don't have no doubt that we cannot do this, you understand, even with the little small people that that we got that's trying to set up something, you understand, we got to keep talking and doing, keep talking and doing, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, I mean, you know, that sounds, like I said, all of it. Hey, I mean, you know, Israel, Then, I mean, exile is exile. I mean, really, for real. Real talk. Exile is exile. Whether you're here in exile or you over there in exile, exile is still exile. Now,
it's
hard enough. It's hard enough being over here. I mean, let me ask the question, because y'all still ain't pushed one, but I'm going to ask the question anyway. What's harder, knowing or not knowing? Because to be over here and know who you are and know the limitations that you have, and not allow your, not be able to do but so much in a society that's already been built up to promote the fake Jews, the ones who call themselves Jewish, have created, that's already living in our land, that have set up corporate America for their benefit, to know, and your hands are basically tied unless the Most High shows you some favor, that you're living in a situation that's impossible, but he thrives in impossible situations, or to go over to the land where they are, and your hands still tied. I mean, what's the point of going to Israel? I'm trying to understand that. What they say the point was for all of us to pack up and leave our homes and our jobs to go to Israel to do what?
Yeah. Yeah, well, see, here the thing is this here. If we don't do that, then we're going to keep getting what we get. If we don't try to do anything for our own self, you understand, then we're going to keep losing our brothers and sisters and by the hands of these peoples. You understand? Now, one thing that I'm understanding as I read in the scriptures and as I look at life, you understand, and this is real life. This is not no fantasy world here. You understand? I mean, it is kind of a fantasy world, but this is real life that we are going through. You understand? If we don't do nothing for our peoples, then we're going to start losing more and more of us. Do you know that since that time of Trayvon Martin, you understand, there's been more murders, you understand, like that, that nobody has that paid accountable for? So if they continuously do that, it's going to escalate. You understand? And like I said, once they take those government programs that we're getting from us, you understand, we ain't going to have no way to look, no money, no food, you understand? So what are we supposed to do? That's my question. What are we supposed to do? If we waiting on Yah, you understand, we can continue waiting on Yah, but we can still do something in our own behalf. The Almighty bless your hand. Hallelujah.
All right, again, we have quite a few people on the line. People keep calling, hanging up, calling back, hanging up, calling back.
I want somebody to call in to see what we're supposed to do, even though we're waiting on Yah.
All right, anybody push one? He wants somebody to respond. I mean, you know, but please respond, push one. If you have a question, comment, or concern, if you have something you want to say. But at the end of the day, I've come to the conclusion that it is palatable for people now to say, I'm Hebrew Israelite. It is fashionable to create a clothing culture that says we're Hebrew Israelite. It is, but when it comes to actually coming together and building something together as a nation, because we've been talking about nation building, we talked about sovereignty, we've talked about coming together and building a treasury, we've talked about agricultural, because to be able to buy seeds and grow your own food, we've talked about all kinds of situations that we need to start focusing on for survival as a people. And at the end of the day, people are comfortable where they are. They do not want you to disrupt their lives. They are good with Saturday morning Knesset, Friday night Sabbath day, high holy days when they can put their stuff on and worship the scriptures, and then they go back to their jobs and they continue their lives. Nobody's going to sacrifice anything other than that. And it doesn't matter who's dying in the street. It doesn't matter, because you know what? Most of the time it hasn't affected them.
I mean, like I said, my question is, if we don't do that and we waiting on Yah, why not still do something in our own behalf? That don't mean that you have to quit your job. That don't mean that you have to stop the services, you understand, to the Almighty. That only means that you contribute to a cause that's going to uplift our people out of this mess. And it's not going to be an overnight thing, of course. This place right here, we put in so much work over here, you understand, over the period of 400 years. I got a thing on the internet, man. It tells a story of our existence from slavery till today. You understand? And we put in all the work here. They if you want to measure it by a percentage, we did 80% of all the work that was put in over here. You understand? Now, if we're not going to do nothing, I mean, and then you got people, I'm sorry, they got people that saying this is our land. Nowhere in the scriptures that I've ever read did it say that this is our land, our captivity becomes our land. Nowhere does it say that. Hallelujah.
Okay. Anybody have a question or you want to comment to that, please push 1. This is an open forum. You can push 1 at any time. You can make a comment, a suggestion, a statement. You can even bring up another topic because we want to hear what you have to say. I mean, you watch it for so long. You listen to so many people say so much stuff and you know, do so many different things that most of us are on Social Security or disability, and most of us are living off a retirement check, or most of us are living off of our job. And no check, no food. No check, no roof over your head. And, I mean, at the end of the day, that's what it is. So when do we come together and put our money towards something positive? When do we decide that we're going to make sure that our people have something that can sustain us when the time comes? And you know what happens? For the most part, 99% of the time, people don't do that. But let a concert come up, or a church conference come up, or a new fashion that comes up, and we're the first people to buy the stuff to make the people to make them rich.
That is
because,
correct.
You know, they have a fashion thing out now. I don't even know who owns the shoe, but all they have to do is promote it on television. And they had this one lady on television with these high heel shoes with the red bottom under the bottom of it. And that's all they have to do for us as a people is show it to us on television and make it a big deal. And then guess what? We go out and we buy the stuff. And they don't care who buys it as long as at the end of the day they're counting up them dollars in their bank account. And we sit around year after year saying we don't have any money as a people. We broke. We're not broke. We're just spending our money on things that don't benefit us as a people.
That is correct. You understand? You know, it's so sad, man. It makes you cry.
It is.
You understand? The way we sit back and not do a thing in our own behalf. It hurts me to my heart. You understand? But you know what? That's part of the curse. You understand? We still in the curse. You understand? To the point where we doing it to our own self.
And Brother Donnie, some people that's on this line probably don't know nothing about a curse. They'll be like, a curse? What are you talking about, a curse? We ain't cursed. We live in America. I'm living good. I ain't cursed. I'm blessed. They don't even, you know what, they look at the Bible as a religious book. Nobody can relate to the fact that the Bible is a history book, that it is broken down governments and empires after governments after empires and prophesied that things were going to take place on a dime. And when you start bringing up Deuteronomy 28, and when you start bringing up Exodus and Ezekiel, the first thing they relate that to is religion. They'll tell you in a minute, I'm not a religious person. I don't want to bring up the Bible because that's religion. They don't even take into consideration that is a history book. That is the best history book that you can ever get. But we as a people, we screwed. I'm telling you, we screwed.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't have no.
I mean, for real.
Yeah, I understand, and I don't have no doubt that it's not going to be done because the Almighty said it was. You understand? It's just going to be a remnant of folks. It's not going to be everybody. You understand?
No.
Unfortunately, you understand, you're going to see some of your relatives perish. You understand?
You're going to see a whole lot of people. There's a whole lot of people. Let me say this. And, you know, I don't really like to do this, but I'm just going to say it's a whole lot of people that's going to perish. It's a lot of people on the Hebrew Israelite side that's going to perish, and it's a whole lot of people on the Christian side that's going to perish. It's a whole lot of people that's going to perish as a result of them not wanting to pay attention. And what do you do?
You just keep saying it. We just got to keep talking. We just got to keep telling them, and we got to try to set up things. And see, I believe that the Almighty will show us favor, even if we make an attempt. We make a little meager attempt to try to band together and start putting our monies aside, you understand, so that we can do something. The Almighty will show us favor. We can have $2 in the kitty, you understand, but the Almighty will make that happen, make things happen out of those $2. See, we got to trust and believe in the Almighty. We don't. I'm saying that most of us. Because there ain't nothing but a few of us that's really understanding our needs, you understand? Most of us don't have no faith in the Almighty, period. I mean, even on the Christian side, they don't even have no faith in their own, that Christian doctrine. They don't have no faith in that because here we are giving them the way out. You don't have to even quit your job. You don't have to stop going to services, you understand? You don't have to do none of those things that you think that you might have to do. All you got to do is put your few little dollars, and see, this is the thing here. Once you start putting your money in, you the one that makes the decision on what the money is going to be spent on. You the one that sets up the agencies that govern us. When you mentioned about the nonprofit organizations and et cetera, you understand, if we became an independent nation, then we have the right the United States Constitution to set up our own stuff. Hallelujah.
I agree with you. I true that. That is definitely true. But let's deal with some things first. And please, if you
there's
want to
no buts, Barry. Yes, dear, we just got to do. I mean, but I understand what you're saying now. I trust it, you know, that you are talking. We both on the same page. You understand? But you're trying to bring it to the people that are sitting on the fence and skeptical. You understand? And that middle of the road guy.
Absolutely, I'm always going to be the voice of opposition. And here's my point. And again, if you want to join in on this conversation, we're just talking. Your opinion is valued here. Please feel free to join in and give us your opinion on what you think. But you know, from a Christian standpoint, from my experience as a Christian, you know, from knowing what I know now and to where I am today and where I came from then, they're not going to bring any money to you. They're not. The Christianity teaches that if you give to the church, that the Lord is going to give back to you. When you talk about faith, you know, you can't have, you know, when you understand the deity that's working in Christianity, and for those who are listening, yes, I said the deity that's working in Christianity. When you understand that deity that's working in Christianity, that is making things happen and not happen for those people, they are going to follow the leaders that are leading them. They are going to give their money, because I did. As long as I thought I was going to get something out of it, and they kept preaching that 10%, you bring your 10%, he going to bless you. You give that money, the Lord going to bless you. He going to make sure you have what you need. They're going to follow them. They're not interested in what we're talking about because it doesn't yield any results. It doesn't yield any profit for them, so they're not coming. And, you know, and that is the dangerous part about what I'm talking about. When you're dealing with people that have their minds have been conditioned to believe that if you give this, you got this coming back. And for us to stand up and say, hey, everybody, yoo-hoo, you're a Hebrew Israelite. You're the 12 tribes of Jacob. You're the bloodline of the most. You're the apple of his eye. They're going to still look at you like, okay, so what's that mean? What am I going to get out of it? Because if you can't bring them nothing where they feel like that they're going to benefit, they're not coming, period. They're not going to present. They're not going to support you. They're not going to give you their money. They're not coming.
Yeah, well, it's heartbreaking and it's sad, you understand, but I trust that the Almighty is going to make this work for us relentlessly, regardless of how anybody else think, you understand. They can sit on the fence all they want to. Just don't stand in the way. Hallelujah.
They ain't even going to be on the fence. They ain't coming nowhere in the vicinity where you at, because you're not talking dollars, and that's all they're interested in. You bring me them dollars, and then we can talk. You know, as long as the Christianity is preaching Jesus, And Jesus is the way, and Jesus is the answer. And if you do what he says he's going to make you rich, you got their attention. You start talking about rolling up your sleeves and working, and we on our way out of here, them people ain't interested in hearing what you have to say. They just don't care. And that's,
you know,
that,
what's so funny?
Where,
you know what's really so funny is that, they preach that if you give up your money, then you're going to get your return in heaven. But these guys is making millions. You understand? In this life, we the ones that suffer, you understand? And we rush our monies up there to the post, you understand? And they tell us that you're going to be redeemed in the afterlife, you understand? Now, how come we can't get some of this money that everybody else is getting? Why we got to wait till the afterlife?
Some of them getting it in this life. They ain't waiting till the afterlife. They getting it now. They ain't waiting till no afterlife. They getting it now, you know, and they're investing in people that they believe is successful because they look at the picture and they say, if you're not successful, then that means that the Lord does not show you favor. If you don't have it going on, then that means you must be doing something wrong. If you're not doing what we see everybody else doing, then you are a rebel. So when you look at it from that standpoint, to turn around and tell these people, hey, you're Israel. Wake up, everybody. We're the 12 tribes of Yaakov. We were brought here under the transatlantic slave trade, born in the diaspora, and we have a right to come back together as a nation. They'll look at you like you're crazy.
Yeah,
I mean, nobody
wants
to hear that. Nobody's interested in hearing it. As much as you scream it, they're going to walk past you and they're going to that church that's got that obelisk on the top of it and that pyramid on top of the obelisk so that they know that they're in the church with Isis and Osiris. And yes, I said it. And I'll say it again. The Christian church, the deity that runs that church is Lucifer.
I know that's right.
I'll stand on it. Any preacher that wants to challenge me on it, please call on the line. We can go through the scriptures. I will stand on that statement that I made today. Used to preach. Know the word, backwards and forward. The deity,
you know what,
that runs humanity is Lucifer.
Yeah, you know what? Most people's mind is already made up. So you can say what you want to say. And we don't have no proof. We don't have no proof to stand on. We look like a bag of bomb bunch of folks, you understand,
no,
in the place that we've been. You understand?
Woo,
you know,
that's the truth.
You understand? So we don't have nothing to stand on. So that's why I'm trying
to stand on that
word. Us,
we can stand on that word. That word's going to stand regardless to whoever it is. That word will stand forever. And you know what? That's the beautiful part about what we have. We got to go to, let me say this again. We don't have to go to any other book. We can go right in that same book that you open up on that podium on Sunday morning, and we can walk you through the scriptures and let you know what this is. And the sad part about it is Babylon, corporate Babylon, has gotten these people, the corporate Babylon religion has gotten these people's minds so far gone, they won't even receive it. Even though they know it's not working, they still won't receive it. And then on the flip side of that, we got the Hebrew Israelites that know it, that knows that it's true, and they won't step up.
That is correct. That's sad. That's what makes it real sad. You understand? Because they could make a difference. You understand? Like I said earlier, you know, in the what's name? If we want change, then we got to make change. You understand? We got to change our understanding. We got to change our doings. You understand? Instead of doing the same thing and expecting different results, we need to do something different. We need to start taking care of our own. You understand? I'm telling you, it's going to get real, real rough. You understand? And if we don't have nothing set up for them folks to fall back into or to see another way, you understand? They going to perish. You understand? The Almighty said in Zephaniah that if we come together, you understand, then we could be hidden in the day of our kept in the day of His great wrath and His coming. His great wrath is on its way. It's coming. Guess what? We can tell it in the days. Man, just 2 days ago, I was on the line with you on this day. You understand? That them days pass by so fast, man, make your head spin around.
sure
and
is.
Almighty said that's, that you won't be able to tell the light from the dark.
That's true. I mean, really. I mean, that is very true. So, I mean, you know, when you deal with it and you look at it and you break it down and you understand, you know, that we're the people of the book. We're the 12 tribes of Yaakov. We're the bloodline of his children. We are the descendants of the 12 sons of Jacob. People look at you like, okay, so what does that mean? I mean, what's the point? Because it don't look like y'all making it to me. Look like he even turned his back on you to me. I mean, real talk. I mean, because they got it all. I mean, they have the money. They have the power. They have the resources. They have the support. They have the government behind them. I mean, they have everything behind them. So where do we stand? What do? We cry out to the Most High and hope that he'll listen. Because, you know, it's just,
He's listening right now. He's trying to show us what we need to do. You understand? If we look in the scriptures, you'll find that there's a way out for us. You understand? But if we're going to sit on the fence and be skeptical and drag our feet, you understand, then we're going to get what dragging our feet gives out. Nothing.
I mean, they've water hosed us. They've hung us. They've castrated the men. They fed our babies to the alligators and cut our children up and used them as fish bait. They done did all kind of stuff to us as a people. They burned us. They raped us. They mistreated us. They beat us. They starved us. I mean, for real. And, you know, now they allow us to get a job, and they look at your resume, and we get a job, and then we're in a position where we have a few things, and nobody wants to rock the boat. Nate, go back to Israel. You better not say that too many times. Who going to give up all their stuff and go back over there and walk around in dresses and turbans all day? Woo! We can't even get them. Man, listen, you can forget that. That ain't going to happen. I mean, really, they're not going to do that. Give up their cars and their stuff?
Yeah. You know what they say? Am I going to park my Cadillac?
They ain't going to take no Cadillac over there. I have to go, what, and farm for a living to eat? They ain't going to do that. They like Kroger. They want to go to the grocery store. Ain't there no gas stations over there with no cars and stuff? No, they ain't going to do that.
This is a sad thing. You understand? You know, and it don't take much. You understand? Them little $5 that you take per month, you can do it on a monthly basis. Send $5, you understand? And so that you will have a say-so in how that money will be spent. You understand? We'll vote on it. And look, even with my little meager little Social Security, you understand, I donate and dedicate that $25 a month. Why did I do that, you understand? It's because it's needed to try to get us established some kind of way. You understand? All the other nations on the face of the earth, they have a place. They have established some sort of treasury where they people will not go hungry. I'm not talking about the ones that's struggling so bad that you see them, that who they publicize on TV. I'm talking about the established nations, you understand? They have something going on that they can rely on. We ain't got nothing, not a thing. We spend $1 trillion-plus dollars in this society, and we don't have established anything, man. We don't have no industry.
I don't think that we will be able to have an industry.
Understand, Dr. Claude Anderson. You understand? They need to go to him on YouTube. You understand? He'll tell you all about this here stuff, and he's very, very inspirational. You understand? He's one of the people that has inspired me with us trying to set up something. You understand? See, the thing is that this, the reason why I say that Israel got to do it, because, you understand, that nothing will be established unless it's established by the Almighty. You understand? And we got to be the people that establish this. Hallelujah.
Yeah, like I said, we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, because I mean, you know, I think it's going to have to take a whole new generation. I really do. I really believe it's going to take a whole new generation of Joshuas and Calebs to step up to the plate and be willing to march.
But you know what?
No
see, this is the thing here. If we don't put nothing in place, that next generation is going to have it extra hard because this generation going to go through some stuff because we didn't try to set nothing up. We didn't become independent, you understand, so that we can be dependent on, so that we can take care of our own, you understand? So that next generation going to have it super hard.
That's the truth. That is so very true. And we are in the process of setting up. We are in the process of setting up the Nation of Yehuda, the United Nation of Israel, and we're going through all of the necessary paperwork that's necessary to make that thing happen. But at the end of the day, if the people don't see the necessity of it, the people have to come together. We, the people, have to come together and bring our resources together to make it work. We'll just be sitting over there with the name of a nation and paperwork and license plates and ID cards. So, I mean, you know, we the people have to come together and stop spending money at the concerts and stop spending money at the jazz festival and stop buying all the designer clothes, making everybody else rich, and then we sitting around hungry expecting the government to feed us. And it's not their responsibility to feed us, even though I feel like, you know, if you can send money to other countries, there should be nobody in America hungry. But at the end of the day, they don't think like that. So, you know, if the way that I feel like it should be done is not the way that it's done. And at the end of the day, we just have to deal with what we have to deal with. But we can only move as much as – because even when opposition comes and when turmoil comes, because it's coming, because this country is on its way out, it's coming. When it comes
that
in, even if they rush in, they rushing in broke, they have no job, they have no money, they have no resources now. How are we feeding them?
I'm telling you.
They're going to come running in looking for help wherever they can get it from, and then how do you feed them then?
Yeah.
So while things are good and things are plentiful, then we do what we need to do right now.
That is correct. That
we
is correct.
Store up the years of plenty, so when the famine comes, then you're able to feed the people through the famine by rationing out the food that you have. That's what Joseph did.
That is correct.
When he was in Egypt.
That is absolutely
That's
correct.
That's exactly what Joseph did when he was in Egypt. But when you have people that don't understand that the years of plenty are necessary for you to store up for the years that are coming against us, I mean, hey, what are you supposed to do? We have an area code 352 to push 1. Go ahead, you're on the air. Area code 352.
Yeah, Shalom, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, how are
okay.
you?
I'm just telling you my opinion. I've been walking into temples, synagogues, and camps for over 50 years. So I can only tell you what I see. And what I see is, I'm not even talking about Israel that don't know themselves. I'm talking about Israel that walk into these temples every week, and they know the Most High, and they know his name. The reason that we are where we are now, and for me it's been over 50 years, and we're not even as good off as we was 30, 40 years ago. And the reason that is because we are led by a bunch of unhonorable men. Yeah.
Nope.
But not only men, the women also. You can't expect to deal with men that have no honor and are only concerned with how much tithe money comes in and how much they can keep out of it. And they're not concerned about the children in their temple or the women in their temple. It's all about drop your tithe. And then when you need some help, you get no help.
That is correct.
Absolutely. So how can you expect to do better when you have not chosen honorable men to lead you?
I understand.
And that's the truth. I don't care what temple. I've been going in the temples for a long time, and I know some very good rabbis, some very good mores, and some very good teachers, but I also know the opposite of that. And when you walk into a temple or a mikdash or a camp, and a man that's teaching you about the Most High is not living like he's supposed to live in, how much do you think that congregation is really going to gain when the people that's in charge of the congregation is not doing the right thing? the bottom line is we are where we are. I'm not talking about Israel that don't know themselves. I'm talking about all of Israel that know themselves. We are where we are because we sit around and we watch men and women in different high positions do exactly what they want to do, and we keep our mouths shut and we drop our money in the temple. And as long as that's going on, we're never going to advance. You're talking about the next generation. I've been hearing for the last 50 years, the next generation will get it, the next generation will get it. We don't have honorable men. I'm going to give you an example. On the Sabbath, Kakabia, the line, he told you to call and give you the number. Kakabia, I think it's Abraham's son-in-law. His name is, I think it's Uzziah.
Okay.
This is the first time in 50 years. In 50 years, and he's got to be way younger than me because I'm in my 60s. He every Sabbath, he tells you the portion. He breaks the portion down completely for you so that there's no doubt into you, in your mind what you can and you cannot do. This is a young dude, and he still breaks it down because the Most High is with him. He tells you what you can and you cannot do and how things are supposed to go according to law. When you're walking in a temple and you have a man and he's standing up on a bema or whatever y'all call it, and he's preaching to you what should be done and what should not be done, and his life is the opposite of what he's telling you, you can't expect to gain anything out of that because you're going along with a bad situation. The reason we're still here, the reason we still don't trust each other is because we've dealt with different people here and there that were not honorable people. So when you ask for money now, well, everybody got a story about how they gave some money and the money was misused, or the people that got the money did exactly what they wanted to do with the money and you had no say. So that's why people don't want to just blindly send their money in. You know, with Israel, we in the land of our captivity, but the Most High made it clear. When you are in the land of your captivity and you turn from your wickedness and you turn back to me and you do what you're supposed to do, I got you. Period.
Yes.
Period. I got you. The reason we're not prospering is because we are not doing what we're supposed to do. We got the fringes, we got the long dresses, we got our heads all bind up, and we go home and do all kind of things we have no business doing. No business participating in. And then we want to blame it on the Most High. No. Our forefathers did a terrible thing what they did in Israel. The Most High was so angry at us. We still blessed because he could have annihilated us. And he didn't annihilate us. He put us into captivity. But now, we in our captivity, we know, for us to know what's going on, it's time to forget the lip service and the next generation. I didn't listen to the next generation for the last 50 years. And each generation then got worse than the last generation because the people that's teaching them, they have no respect for because they know these men and women do all kind of things when they're not standing up on a beamer. In order for a nation to rise, you have to get respectable men in there that's going to tell them the right thing, and not only tell them, he's going to live the right way. So he's not giving them words. They can look at him and they can see, well, this brother is right. This brother is on the money because he's not only saying this, he's doing the right thing. That young brother Uzziah, I love him. I love him with all my heart and every day.
I love him too. He's my son-in-law.
Bless him. Yeah, I ask the Most High every day to bless him because you can go in a temple and they'll feed you this and they'll feed you that, and half of it is true and half of it ain't. This brother is sitting down breaking it down. So you can't stand in front of the Most High and say, I didn't know. But
that
these
is correct.
Rabbis are just like the priests. They tell you what they want to hear because they don't care nothing about you. They care about the money you dropping in the plate, period. And as far as going back to Africa, them Falashian Jews is having hell in Africa. One part of them, they got them up near a nuclear plant. And then the rest of them, they done put the women on birth control, a whole bunch of them, and killed themselves. Go back to Israel. Well, Israel's polluted. Every other block is the church. So you going back there to do what? To let Edom further mistreat you? We got to turn to the Most High, and we got to put decent human beings in charge. Rabbi ain't doing what he's supposed to do, and he got 3 or 4 women and 8 or 9 kids outside of his marriage, and you need to get rid of him. And if you can't get rid of him, then you need to find somewhere else to go. And if
that
you can't
correct.
Find somewhere else to go, open your house up and let people come near. The Most High has been merciful to us. Just the fact that we're still alive and here and he hasn't done away with us. Well, we got to do some stuff by ourselves. You know, you can't just sit around and say, oh, that guy ain't no good. He ain't doing the right thing. And keep dropping your tithe money in and keep listening to the half message he gives you because he don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. Until we decide we are going to try with all our heart, not even try, we are going to do the right thing. We're going to be here until the Most High come get us. Because we ain't doing anything to remove us from here. I got great grandchildren, and it kills my heart to think that at the end of the day, if my family don't personally step forward and make a way for my great grandchildren, there'll be no way. They'll be like everybody else sitting in prison. I got a son sitting in prison right now, and he knows the law. And when I say to him all the time, what's wrong with you? Why you can't just do the right thing? Oh, Ma, you get out in the street and then you get involved and all that. Yeah, well, that's what we got to do. We got to bring out young kids. And I'm not talking, my son is 36 years old. I'm not saying it's too late for him, but I didn't gave him to the Most High. But that little 6-year-old, that little 7-year-old, we got to bring them into the fold, and we got to let them know they are somebody and they matter. They matter to the Most High first and they matter to us second. And all the schools closing, I wouldn't even worry about that. Do some homeschooling. There's enough Israelite women sitting home that they could take the ones that's going to work, that go ahead to work and bring their kids over there and do some homeschooling because they ain't really teaching kids anything anyway. There's a whole lot of this.
I think that's important to make sure that we get that done, and we're going to have to move on. I appreciate your comment and concern. Brother Adonia, what did you have to say about that?
Well, first of all, I want to ask that sister if she would keep coming on the station and talking about what need to be done. You understand? And the second thing that I wanted to say is that all throughout Israel, we had kings. Most of those kings did evil in the eyes of the Almighty. Another thing that I want to say is that though they were set up, you understand, so that we could sustain ourselves until this day and time. That even includes all the people, the activists, Reverend Sharpton and Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and all of those people that may have different disagreements. They was only set up for us to be sustained until this day and time, because the Almighty's hand is on this earth right here now, and he's moving in the earth, you understand? And so he's trying to get us so that we can gather ourselves together so that we can find out a solution for our problem. You understand? Now, we know it might not be the leaders that need to take charge. It might be the secular person, you understand, that needs to step up and start doing something. You understand? I love my brothers and sisters. I love them, man. You understand? Even them activists and all of those people, because they were put in place, you understand, so that we could be here to talk about these things today, to try to find a solution for our problems, you understand? So that, you know, so it's just a matter of keep talking about it, keep trying to get things done, you understand? Because if we don't set up, you made a point, you understand, that you understand, we need to try to get something done for our younger generation. The grown-ups, the adults in our families, like my daughter and my sons and my daughters, you understand, they all grown. But I'm trying to save them, but I would love to save my grandchildren because they ain't going to listen. They not listening at all. You understand what I'm saying? They stuck on stupid. They infested with this society. You know, you understand, just like your house becomes infested with roaches. You understand? The society has sucked these people right on in. You understand? And to make them think that there is no other way, we got to make the way. Hallelujah.
And you know what? And that's a good point that you made, and I'm glad you brought that up, because that is the whole point of what I was trying to say today. You know, when you're born into America and you get involved and you start to grow up in this country. And the systems that have been put in place in this country, you get comfortable with the fact that this is what it is. America is a superpower. It will always bounce back. I want you, everybody that's listening, under the sound of my voice, I want you to hear what I'm about to say. There has always been great empires, world empires, down in history that have given the same allurement that they were always going to bounce back. Babylon was an empire that was filled with gold. It was just like America, and they never thought it would ever end. It ended. The Medes and the Persians, it ended. Alexander the Great, he conquered the whole world, the young man. And then when he died, it split up with his four generals. It ended. Rome. Rome took over, had it for 700 years. It ended. Now we're dealing with the European Union. It's going to end. This America will not always be a superpower, and it is the way this is looking and the way they're trying to camouflage it, like it's all right and it's going to bounce back. You know, when they give us the ball, the game is almost over.
That is correct.
I mean, real talk. I mean, when they give the ball to the black man, the game is almost over. Now, we can sit and try to act like it's going to be all right and we're going to bounce back if you want to, but this is not going to always be a superpower according to the book. And we
that
have
is
to
correct.
Pay attention. Now, a lot of people are going to die because a lot of people are going to perish because they refuse to accept the fact that this is not going to always be. They refuse to accept the fact that we're not going to always be on top. But unfortunately, all eyes is getting ready to be on the Middle East because that's where all of the drama is getting ready to take place at in a few minutes. So whatever you decide to do, you know, we're building nations, we're putting nations together, we're putting treasury together, we're putting agriculture departments together over here. But our main goal is to gather our people together so we can go back to the land. That's where we're headed. We're going back to the land. And it's very difficult because, like you said, we're all bought into this mess. We all have. All of us are guilty of it because we have to rely on the method of payments that we need, that tender, that money, in order for us to survive. And unfortunately, we can't afford to get comfortable with that because we always got to take in the what if. What if one day they just take the money off the market? What if they do it? Because that's coming.
That is correct. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah.
What if one day they shut down the lines of communication? Just for 3 hours, the cell phones go out. And you can't communicate with anybody. I mean, you always have to have a contingency plan. You know, what if, you know, you get to the point where you can't go anywhere, you can't, the martial law is enacted. Because I'm going to tell you something. Let me tell you what they've done. America has sold America to China, Russia, some other countries, because they're trying to pay for the debt that they have. Now, these countries are coming in here. We already have Russian troops that are already here in America training with our military soldiers. You know why? Because they're getting ready to enact martial law. Something's getting ready to happen where they're going to enact martial law. And then what happens if they enact martial law and you can't travel for 24 hours? Do you have enough food in your house to be able to sustain your family? Because everybody will say, oh, the grocery store right down the street. But what if you can't get there? You always have to have a contingency plan. And that's all we've been trying to do, is to let you know that the Most High has given us the mandate to put together a contingency plan. And everybody, week after week, comes on our line, and they listen to our show week after week. And nobody, you know, everybody goes home, well, yeah, that was a good idea. Yeah, she made sense. We're not on here just talking because we don't have anything else better to do.
That is correct. You understand? So, you know, I say to anybody that's on the line today, you understand, send $5. Put $5 aside. You understand? You're going to be accountable for your money. You understand? Put $5 a month aside, and in a year's time, let's see where we be at. And then we can come to a vote on how we going to spend that money, what that money going to be spent on. That is your responsibility. See, we are responsible. You understand? We have a bloodline. You understand? We need to take care of our folk. You understand what I'm saying? We can't just sit back and let this stuff just go on without no input of us. You understand? We got to try to do something. You understand? When we say, you know, I understand, you know, the pain, and I hear the pain, and I'm suffering the pain myself. I got grandchildren. You understand? I got 18 grandchildren. You understand? And I got 7 great grandchildren. I want something for them, man. I want them to get some kind of understanding, and I want us to be established as a nation. You understand? I want us to start bringing back righteousness in the earth. You understand? We can't look at those leaders. You understand what I'm saying? To do anything because they haven't done anything before. But that was because that was the Almighty's hand, you understand, allowing us to gain the wisdom that we necessarily need, find out how we're supposed to conduct ourselves. Then we look in the scriptures and find out a way out of this mess, you understand? And the way out of this mess is that we gather ourselves together so that we can be hidden in the day of his great wrath, the great jealousy, you understand? And so after we gather ourselves, you understand, then we can see, then the Almighty will show us what we need to do and how we need to go. See, the Almighty been taking care of us all of this long time. He's, you know, those that perished, you understand, in ancient times, you understand, all of that stuff was orchestrated by the Almighty, you understand, because we did that atrocity. We worship other gods. You understand? And that was a no-no in the eyes of the Almighty. Just picture yourself with your child. You understand? When you tell him and you bring him up in this way, you understand? And then he goes out into the world and he does all of this stuff, you understand? Contrary to what you said, you understand? And then he come back to you and he tell him, well, I'm sorry. We got to show, he got to show me that he's sorry. He got to show, you understand? That's what we need to do now. We got to show the Almighty that we want to come back to him. It's a lot, the prayer has a great significance, but we got to be doing something. We got to put things in motion. We got to build an establishment. We got to build establishment and industries and all of that stuff. We ain't going back into the land all willy-nilly, everybody under their own understanding. I brought up them people in Israel today, you understand? Their eyes will be opened also by the Almighty. Hallelujah.
All right. Here we go. Again, please push 1. We want to hear from you. You know, like I said, Brother Donai has been faithful, and you know, the nation of Yehuda and the United Nation of Israel have been diligently putting together, trying to be obedient with the resources that we have according under the auspices of the Ruach to be able to give us the instructions we need to do. And we will do it. It will be a nation that will be there. It will be already established. We'll have the things that we need. You know, and the Most High will have to take it over from there. But at the end of the day, this is not going to always be here. It is really getting, like I said, when they get a black man the ball, the game almost over.
One thing I want to say and add to what I was saying is that
15 seconds of the game, the game is almost over. When they get a black man the ball, the game is almost over. So know for an assurity that they're setting things up so that they can run this one world government so that we will be able to have the things, so that they can be able to have the control that they want to have. Don't get comfortable with this place, because even if you have 401ks, you have pension plans, a whole lot of people been cut out of their pension plans and their 401ks, because this is what the job does. It says, okay, you put $100 in, I'll match $100. So whatever you put in, we'll match. So you put $1,000 in every month, and then I'll match $1,000 with you. Well, guess what? When the company sold, you might get your $1,000 that you put in, but they definitely going to take back their $1,000. So all the money that you think you may have, you ain't going to be able to have that either. There's even reports of banks that have been stealing people's money and locking the doors, and ain't no way you can get it because you can't go back in there and get it. So, I mean, you know, don't put any stock in the things that they want you to think that is necessary for you to survive. You have to put all of your trust in the Most High and know that he is your source, because at the end of the day, he is the only thing that's going to stand when we start going through what we're going through. They are not training these Russian troops on America's soil for nothing. They're getting ready to enact martial law. They're getting ready to take back some more civil rights of ours, and people are going to get angry, and they're being prepared for the fallout of the people who are going to get angry, and then that's when it's going to determine whether you was listening or not.
That is correct. You are so right. You understand? They put these people. They you know what they're going to do? When they put these people in, and martial law is going to take effect. You understand? This government here. You understand? Can wash their hands and say, "Well, we not a part of that." they get away clean, or they think they're going to get away clean. But we got the Almighty on our side.
So, again, if you have any questions or comments or concerns, please push 1. We do want to let you all know that, you know, we are sponsoring a march and demonstration on Washington, D.C., November the 1st. We have two nations that are doing this. It's the Nation of Yehuda and the United Nation of Israel. We're putting things together to try to show some solidarity, you know, so we can come together, you know. And like you said, Brother Donia, it's only going to be a handful of people. It might only be 12 people. You know what I'm saying? Because really, 12 is all we need anyway, you know, because the masses have never been the ones that the Most High has chosen in the first place. So we have to stay focused. We have to do what we have to do, and we have to fulfill what the Most High has given us to fulfill. And it's been a struggle. Honestly, it has been a sincere struggle. But at the end of the day, and I'm going to quit saying that because I say that a lot, we got to come together. We got to, you know, what she just described about the Knessets and the temples and the synagogues sound like a church. I know exactly what you're talking about, sis, from Florida, because I lived it in the church. I watched them do all kind of stuff, and, you know, I watched them promote their children, and old pastor so-and-so daughter on her way to college. Everybody stand and give her a hand. Matter of fact, pull the plate. I want everybody in the room because she on her way to college. Everybody put $10 in the plate so she'll have some money when she go to school. And his daughter stood up in front of the congregation and grinned and grinned and grinned. And we was all saying, oh, that's so nice. We didn't think about our own children sitting off the side of us that needed that same $10 that we gave in. So I know exactly what you're talking about. I've seen it in the church. So to walk up in a temple or a synagogue or a Knesset and see it again, I won't do it. I'll turn around and walk right back out because I already know what the flavor is behind it, and it don't change. You know, it don't change. It's the same old game. It's just different people doing it for the same reason, greed. So, I mean, that's where I'm at with all of that. And, you know, I'm not temple, synagogue, Knesset. I'm not on none of that. You know what I'm saying, y'all? Listen, let me say this. I am not on any of it. I'm not on the temples, the synagogues, the Knessets, the mores, the rabbis, none of it. All I want to do is see the Most High move. I'm not interested in no name for myself. I'm not trying to create no kudos, no points, no nothing. I just want to see the Most High move the way I know him to move. So that's the reason for the radio show, because it was out of obedience that I did that, you know, so that we could touch the people and be able to get what we need to get done. But we are not trying to do anything to bring any stardom to our name or to try to make a name for ourselves. That's not what this is about. But, you know, like I said, you see, the game is game. Real talk, game is game, whether you're doing it on the Hebrew Israelite side or the Christian side. Game knows game.
That is correct.
So they spend your money, stop giving it to them. It's real easy. It don't take no rocket scientist to fix that. Don't give him your money. And then he won't have no money to run off with. Stop giving him the money. And then he won't have none of that. Because I've seen pastor after pastor stand up in our face and brag about how good life has been and the things that have gone on in their life and how they have invested in real estate and how they've invested in this and invested in that and how they have a great book sale going on and a book deal going on. But you know what? You wouldn't have had all that if the people wouldn't have given you the money.
That is correct.
It's an easy fix. Stop giving them the money. If you stop the money flow, they won't be able to do it. We have more churches here in Ohio in foreclosure than a little bit. But you know why? Because the people stopped paying for it. Or they stood up over the pulpit and said, the Lord told them to build this big building. And all the Lord going to bless us. And it's a $2 million building. Now it's up for foreclosure. Because the people don't have the money to pay for it no more.
Yeah. Yeah, one thing I want to ask a question is that in all the places that I have ever been, and I never went to any church. I always, when I got the understanding of the Almighty, I dealt with Israel. In all the places that I've ever been, I have one time to see them send around a little piece of paper stating what they're doing with the money. You understand? And I have not never seen anybody come around to their congregation members, you understand, and see if they able to come to service, or they need food, or they taking care of the elder. I have never seen none of that happen. You understand? All I know is that the during feast days, you understand, you still had to bring up a pot.
Well, guess what? I have. I've seen churches do that. I've seen churches have business meetings and sit down with all of their members and really actually have a business meeting where they tell you how much money they brought in for the year. They lay out the different auxiliaries and departments and where the money went, you know, and they tell you how much money they spent. It's a business. I've seen them sit down and do that. I know a bishop that specialized in that, and he was a millionaire before he became a bishop, and he went to school for business. So when he took that position, he treated it as such, and they sat down and they went through the paperwork. It still don't change the fact that it's a lie. I mean, you know, a lie is a lie. Whether you're paying to tell the truth or you're paying to tell the lie, the lie is the lie. The only problem I have with it is the lie has more solidarity and camaraderie than the truth does, and that's what we got to change, because these people, I'm fed up with it. I can't even talk about the church. I'm fed up with it. I look at it, and when I look at the two, I ain't going to go back to the lie because it's a lie. But, you know, when you look at them over there, they got all of the conferences. They got the money. They got the support and all that stuff. And then you look over here, and it's just a confusion and different issues that are jumping off with us as a people, and it doesn't look very attractive because of the confusion and the disconnect. So all we're saying is we have to do something to come together, and all it means is unity. It doesn't mean you have to change what you believe. It doesn't mean that you have to stop going to the temple that you have to go to, that you go to, but you should support each other.
Yep.
Christians going to show up. Because they believe in Jesus. If you say Jesus, everybody, ha, ba, 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 Sunday. Everybody gets to shout. It don't matter whether you Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Pentecostal, Holiness, non-denominational, Church of God in Christ. All you got to do is say Jesus. And everybody, yeah, hallelujah. They coming. But you come
yes.
on this side of the fence, and you start talking about Yahweh, or Yahushua, or this and that and the other. I don't want to talk to you because you're Messianic. Or I ain't going to deal with you because you're not Messianic. I ain't going to deal with you because you this. That's a problem, because it's a turnoff. It's a turnoff.
Yeah.
It's a turnoff. I mean, for real, it's a turnoff. So, you know, just as FYI Israel, from where I sit, it's a turnoff. We got to start coming together under the fact that we are Hebrew Israelites.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct, and the truth will be revealed to us as we start coming together, because the Almighty.
We don't really know the truth.
Yeah. Well,
no,
the
Brother Tony, we don't really know the truth. I mean, for real, at the end of the day, you know, none of us know whether or not everything we believe in is 100% true.
Listen to what I'm saying. See, the Almighty gave us the little bit of understanding that we have. So I believe in my heart that there's more truth out there to be revealed to us through the Almighty. The Almighty is not going to let us fail this time. You understand? He will bring the understanding to us. That's the same people that, I mean, if it's going to be a messianic thing, then the Almighty will reveal it. That's what we're going to follow. That's how we're going to go. You understand? If it's going to be a Torah base, then that's how we're going to go. Right now, we all helter-skelter. You understand? But our main thing here is coming together. If we come together, you understand, then we got a chance for us to work these things out. I know that we can, because we the ones that set up all of this stuff and every captivity that we've been in. You understand? So we have the opportunity here, you understand, to get together and try to work these things out, find a solution for this here. And the Almighty will be sitting at that same table that we talking about, that same conference, you understand, the Almighty will be there. Hallelujah.
Okay. Hallelujah. We'll see. I mean, you know, we'll see. The Brother Dacol, go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, you hear me?
Brother Dawi, yes, sir. We hear you.
Oh, good. I got computer virus before, so I couldn't call in for a couple of days, a week, or ever how long it's been. Yeah, I'm just sitting back listening, and it's pretty much the same conversation that we've been having since I started in this, which is like 2009-2010. And the only solution is when we do come together, okay? But we have to start looking at this on a broader scale, though, because everybody on this planet is suffering. All right, not just us. And I'm not trying to, you know, sidestep what we're doing as Hebrews and who we are. I'm just saying that we have to start looking at this whole world now. America's falling, and the Caucasian American is hurting just like we are. And there's not gonna be a difference when that martial law starts hitting. You see what I'm saying? I'm here in Europe. Same thing. If you go to some of these Eastern European countries, Ukraine, Croatia, I mean, they have had hell for a long time, immemorable. And then even before World War I, World War II, these people have been going through hell. So what's my point? My point is we have to start to broaden our horizon on what's really going on this earth, you know? Y'all listening to me?
Yes, Kane, I'm listening.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the solution, right? Okay, we get together. We start saving our money. Let's say everybody starts to just wake up. We start giving just thousands of dollars, and now we're set. Then martial law comes in, or the dollar falls.
Right.
For real, by this time next year, they're saying that the dollar is not going to exist. I know they've been saying that for the last few years, but if you really look under the hood, there ain't nothing under the hood. You see what I'm saying? There's nothing under the hood. So, I mean, there's a lot that's happening right now. I don't really see any real hope for the United States going forward, but I don't think it's a bad thing, though, because what we're looking at is the end of this illusion of the New World Order. All right? What do I mean by that? Well, we have these very few demonic forces in power, right? 20 years ago, people weren't looking at them like we're looking at them right now.
Right?
20 years ago, they can go to Syria and start a war without any opposition, or very few opposition, right? Now, people force them to not go to war in the UK and forced Obama to change his decision here, and now they're backstepping. Why? Because people are starting to get a voice and starting to push back these demonic beings that are controlling this earth. Now, what do we do as representatives of the Most High, representatives of Allah, if we want to state that? Well, do we go back to Israel? Well, that was already tried, right? We got people in Dimona, mm-hmm. just like Sister Yes, you said they're moving them towards nuclear power plants, and they discriminate against them there and everything else, right? Do we become more? Do we become Hebrew Israelites yelling on the street? None of that's working. Well, so what is the actual solution? You know, what I do is it's a personal walk that I have with the Creator. I sit here, I read, I study, I try to be as righteous as I can be for myself. I don't go around judging other people. You know what I'm saying? I follow the law. I pray to the Most High. And I pray to Allah and carry on my life. Be a good father to my children. and be the best man that I could be. And at the same time, if there's war going on, I talk out against it. If there's something going on wrong, I speak out against it. Okay? But I think we have to start looking in the mirror, and we have to start taking an individual stand. Take care of your own health. Take care of what you need to be doing, because if we, you know, things are changing right now. They're changing. China is going to take the place of the United States. Russia is going to take the place of the United States. And the last time I checked, both of them were dictatorships. They may say that Putin is some kind of a free man, but I don't know. I'm a freely elected, democratic elected leader, but I don't know. He's been in charge for like 20 years now. How long has this man been in charge? So it's like, I'm just saying that we need to start to think that this world is changing. China and Russia are going to take over the United States. The dollar is going to die anyway, regardless of what we do. We still be in the same damn predicament. So we have to take control of our own lives, our own household, trust in Allah, and then things will come together. But they'll have to come together on an individual basis. Where you are right now, standing up, you going to Washington to march on Washington? You say there's going to be 12 people marching on Washington? Well, damn it, there's 12 people marching on Washington. And if you got to be happy with that, be happy with it. If somebody wants to join in, then they can join in. You know? Anyway, I'm just rambling. I just wanted to say I'm listening to the show.
Let me try to clarify something. If we don't trust in the Almighty, you understand, then we don't have no win at all, period. The wind is at our back. One thing that I want to say is that in Isaiah 10:20 through 21:23, he says that though we are the sands of the sea, only a remnant shall return. You understand? Now, when he say return, you understand, he's not talking about return just to the understanding. It's return to the place where Yah's name is being called. That means that that's Jerusalem in these days and times. Now we have to set ourselves up, you understand, so that there will be a remnant. He said that in Zephaniah, and I quote Zephaniah quite often, you understand, that we got to gather ourselves, you understand. The Almighty said that He's going to destroy the whole earth. That means that Jerusalem is going too. You understand? Because those people in that land, you understand, are not the people that were supposed to be there. That he's going to return back to that land. So we got to try to understand. And I'm not saying that I have the understanding down verbatim. All my stuff got holes in them. You understand what I'm saying? But the thing that I'm trying to bring to us is that we got to start preparing ourselves for the destruction of the whole earth. He said that he was going to hide us in the day of his great wrath. You understand? Now, that don't stop you from studying, and that don't stop you from going to the Knesset. That don't stop you from going to your job on a regular basis. What we're trying to do here is try to prepare ourselves for this great wrath, which is coming. If you look on the internet or on the news, you understand, you see all of those nations that them people then came over and destroyed their land, and everybody's helter-skelter. They running all over the place, you understand? All of those people have been displaced and put out of their nation, you understand? And you look at that land, you see all of that stuff being tore up. This place is not going to miss none of that. Matter of fact, this is the great Satan, right? This is the great Babylon here who is going to be destroyed by the Almighty. Now, it's going to take, and guess what? You understand? When the Almighty say that he was going to bring us back, he put it in our hands that we come back, that we do what we need to do. He's gonna inspire us. He inspired me to come this way. You understand? Just like he inspired me, he will inspire everybody. You understand? But we got to try to do something. We got to show the Almighty that we want to come back to him. It's not just about prayer. It's about us coming together as a nation and putting together things that we're going to have to use when we get into the land, because we're going back to the land. You understand? Now, it might, you know, don't think that we're going back there right now. Heck no. You know, it's going to be a destruction. It's going to be a utter destruction of the whole earth through the Almighty. Hallelujah.
All right, we got area code 253. Area code 253, go ahead, you on the air.
Yes, I want to say shalom aleichem to the family. This is Brother Rashid calling from Tacoma, Washington.
Hallelujah.
And salam aleikum to also some brothers and sisters that are listening. I've been privileged to just sit back and feast off of everything that has been said. It's a lot of meat that's been put up. But I want to say this, that, you know, it is true that this just isn't just affecting America. It's not just Israel that's placed in America, but Israel was scattered throughout the four corners of the earth. So we must understand, as what's already been said, that the whole earth is under divine judgment. The prophets will be seeing all of these things. So the earth is sick. The earth is mourning. She is waiting for a change. We know that Shaitan's time is up. And the Apocrypha said that this is the end of Esau's earth age, and Jacob is the beginning of the new one. So we know that Israel has been scattered towards the four corners of the earth. It's not just here in America. It doesn't matter who the president would be, what office who would hold. It doesn't matter. We know that Yah said that judgment would come up on the earth. And we do know that some things are done by human hands.
That is correct.
But we do know that even if the UN could have brought about world peace, they would have done it. We know that the UN is not humanly, it's not humanly possible to bring about peace upon the earth, or it would have been done. The only way that peace is coming is through Yah. Now, there's a lot of our people that think, well, hey, we need to up and run to Israel. Well, Israel is destroyed. The temple is no more. The whole earth is under divine judgment. One of the things that happened in the book of Genesis, when Noah knew that a flood was coming, Yah did to Noah's hands by human efforts. He told Noah, by your human effort, prepare an ark. He gave him the blueprint, gave him the instructions on how to prepare an ark for what? To go in and hide there, because the deluge, the flood was coming, judgment was coming. And we find that even with Moses, we find that Yah gave him a rod. He said, why do you keep crying out to me when the power is in your hand, Moses, to make a change? So some things are done by human effort. But I want to say this, that this time, though, the judgment that is up on this earth, no human hands can bring about a change in that. Israel is underneath divine judgment, and no human hands can lift that. You know, we can say that way we have sovereignty paperwork, we have this and that and the other, but it's been said that we need to turn back to Yah. We need to turn back to Yah. Let me share something with you here. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29 and 30. It says, if you do look for Yah, your El, from there, from wherever you are, you will certainly find him, because you will inquire for him with all your heart and with all your soul. When you are in sore straits, and all these words have found you out at the close of the days, then you will have to return to Yah, your El, and to listen to his voice. And that's what it is. That's the key right there. We know that things are going to get worse before they get better. But what does Yah tell us? He tells us a little bit further here in Isaiah, if I may just share this with the line. It says at the top of the page, the subtitle is, hide till the denunciation passes over. Isaiah chapter 26, times are going to get bad on the earth. But what does it tell Israel to do? It says in verse 20, go, you people, my people, enter into the inner rooms, into your inner chambers, and shut your doors behind you. Hide yourself for but a moment until the denunciation passes over. For look, Yah is coming forth from his place to call to account the heir of the inhabitants of the land against him. So we who are wise, we know that it's going to get worse before it gets better. What did the children of Israel know when judgment was coming throughout Israel? They were told to go inside. Wait till the denunciation passes over. Yes, it's done by human hands, some things, but this time with the prophets of old saying, it's that Israel being scattered throughout the four corners of the earth, it's time to go in. Doesn't matter whether we have sovereignty paperwork or not, that's fine and good. But we have to return back to Yah. There's some things that need to take place. And as it gets worse, the wise among us, we want it to get worse. Why? Because the worse it gets, we know that our Savior, our King, Yah, is coming to redeem Israel. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for your comment. Anyone else have a comment, question, or concern, please feel free to push one. We have quite a few people on the line. It's a very interesting conversation. You know, everyone is talking, and I agree with everyone's comment that it is an individual thing and that we do have a responsibility to turn back to the Creator so that we can come together. But he also told us to come together as a nation. Gather thyself together, O nation undesired. You know, we have a responsibility as a people because there's a lot of people who don't even know who they are. You know, they don't want to know who they are at this point. You know, and only the Most High can open up their understanding. So, that's where we are at this point.
Yeah, that is correct. Absolutely. You understand? It means a lot of what you said. Of course, it's a personal responsibility. See, once you understand that you must come back to Yah, you understand? Then you got to find out what it is to get out of this mess. Because after the destruction, what do we think we're going to just be here in this particular position and nothing be done or nothing is going to be happening? We still got to have things set up. You understand? Now, sovereignty is a good thing. You understand? On this wise is that every nation under the sun, well, every nation in the United Nations, you understand, they are set up. You understand? But but we are supposed to be the people that bring back the righteousness on the earth. We are the people, you understand, that's going to bring back righteousness on the earth. I say it's an individual thing that we come back to Yah, but we also got to be a nation so that the other peoples, we will be a light unto the other peoples. You understand? Zephaniah it says that they supposed to give us fame and glory from all the peoples of the earth. You understand? So how is that going to happen? You understand? If we become individual and we are all scattered, I mean, not scattered, but our understanding is all scattered. Everybody under their own thinking. In Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 9, it talks about he's going to bring back, he's going to return to us a pure language so that we will all be on the same page. You understand what I'm saying? So that's got to happen through the nation. The nation got to agree, you understand, on what we're going to be teaching our children in times to come, you understand? So all of these things got to happen, you understand? And I don't disagree with us not being individually praying and et cetera, because that's significant. But we got to be a nation, you understand? Because, you know, like it said in Isaiah, you understand, 10 through 20, 1 through 10, 10:20 through 23. You understand? Is that the destruction? You understand? Will be overrun with righteousness, and we got the, and we the people of righteousness. You understand? Everybody, every other nation done tried all that they possibly could, you understand, to set things up and et cetera. They did not work. They were not established by the Almighty, so they were not going to work to any full significance. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We got Erico 111. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Erico 111.
You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom. This is Moshe. Can you hear me?
Yes, I yes, shalom, shalom.
Shalom, Moshe.
Shalom. I would just like to say thank you again for receiving my call. It's always a pleasure. But I wanted to let the world know, those that don't know, that Chicago, Illinois, and the African-American community, for those that don't understand Israel, is a killing zone. 15 people Friday were gunned down by a military-style assault rifle in the inner city with our children, young black women and men and babies gunned down. It is military-style assault rifles that's being used now in Chicago in these shootings. But when the shooting was over, I know I'm sounding like a broken record to those that's listening to an archive of the show. All the preachers go out, they pray and they march, they make their little speeches, but nothing changes. We're still dying. You're still going to funerals. These mothers are still crying at their little babies that have been shot in the face, on the head, on the neck. The mayor is, you know, saying we're going to stop this and every child is worth something. But it's not changing. Military-style assault rifles is being used now in our inner cities, in Chicago, gunning our children down. So I said that to say this. Jacob's trouble, according to Torah, is around the corner. It's coming to a city near you real soon. Don't worry. But Chicago is now the murder capital in America. But they use the word, they use the name Chicago, but it's not Chicago. Chicago is a beautiful city. There are several communities in Chicago. If you even look like you were about to commit a crime, you would go to jail. But that's what's not going on in this city. It's the inner city where the poor and oppressed is, which is Israel, for those that don't know, African-American children of slaves. And we're being gunned down by us, by the way. It's other black men, young men that's doing it, pulling these triggers of these guns of military-style assault rifles and gunning down masses of youth. Folks, I'm for change, but we've tried, and please forgive me if I offend anyone, but I live in this city and I see it firsthand, the masses of funerals that go on daily here. We've tried marching. We've tried rallying, picketing. We've tried Jesus. We've tried church. We've tried preachers. It's all failed. Because the bottom line is, and I'll say this in closing, we as a nation don't know Yah. Shalom, shalom. Thank you.
All right, all right. Well, you know, I agree with the brother 100%, and this is the one time I can say that I'm in complete agreement with him. But my issue is this, and this is the million-dollar question. Where the heck is they getting their assault rifles from? Because from my understanding, they don't sell that in Walmart. Where the heck are they getting assault rifles from? Because from my understanding, they don't sell that in the gun shops either. So this is the point that I'm trying to make. Somebody, you know what, they create order out of chaos. They're trying to create a war. They want retaliation, and they want us to start retaliating because they're trying to exterminate Israel completely. So what do? They've always used one of us to cause the chaos within our own community. If we, again, and this is my point again, if we stop marching towards the administration and the powers that be to stop it, because I'm telling you, you do not want martial law in your neighborhood. If you stop marching toward administration and start marching toward the neighborhood and we start taking over our own neighborhoods, you're not going to tell me we can't control our own neighborhoods and get that mess up out of our neighborhoods. We can identify who the snitch is, and we can identify who the rat is, and we can put them out of the neighborhood. It's our responsibility to do something, and that's something that I feel like we have to do. Area code 920, you're on the air. Go ahead. Area code 920.
Shalom, everyone. Happy holy season for Israel. I lamb back, not piggyback, on what the brother just said. So I'm going to offer again what the vision that has come to me that we need to add with this march. And I pray the committee is at least thinking about this. I'm going to repeat it again. We need to pull our young men out of school ages 13 to 19 for the months of October, November, December. The next young girls school. And two.
Hallelujah. Hello? Hello, are you there? Hello? I think we might have lost her. She's going to have to try to call back in again because I don't hear her. But anybody else that wants to push one, please feel free to push one, and we can continue. But Chicago is a very, very serious place going on, you know, where they feel like it's okay to shoot. They're doing it all over the world. It's not just Chicago. It's happening all over the world. Our problem, we have to try to find, we have to know the solution, because the solution is in the Word. We don't even have to find it. It's already in the Word. We have to come together. I don't care if the nation consists of 20 people. If we come if we come together as 20 people and be able to do the things that we need to do, we'll be okay and we'll be able to make some things happen. But we have to be obedient to the Word, and we have to do what the Word tells us to do, and that's come together as a nation. Yes, we need individually, we need to work out our own salvation, we need to work out our own righteousness in our homes, but as a nation, we have, and I don't care if the nation right now consists of 20 people that's willing to roll up their sleeves and put some work in and make this thing happen. So, you know, this is where I'm at, and this is what I believe. But don't y'all go ahead, you're on the air.
Shalom, shalom. I think that we forget that the curse, we are under the curse that the Almighty put in place. This was ordained and part of the decree. No, not part of the decree. The decree was righteousness within the earth. But the Almighty had said that we was going to go into captivity and we was going to suffer this curse. Now, the curse has not been lifted, and we can't stop the curse. But we supposed to be trying to get out the way. We supposed to be, I mean, he has put in place the fact that he was going to hide us in the day of our captive, in the day of his great wrath. You understand? So now here's my thing here is that if we don't come together, then we're going to keep getting what we're getting. You understand? And we're going to perish as a nation. Let's take a look at Ezekiel and the dry bones. The dry bones. Now it says dry bones. After the dry bones becomes dust, they become no more. So what we are, I put that, you know, in the place of this day and time. You understand? We're gonna be extinct in the United States and all over the earth if we don't come together. You understand? We got an opportunity here to bring about a nation. Now, I don't disagree with the Almighty. There's certain things that the Almighty is going to do. You understand? But until then, we got to try to set ourselves up, man, so that when the Almighty brings about these things, you understand, we will be in place, and it's only going to be a remnant. Hallelujah.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you know, my heart goes out to the families of Chicago, because I did hear about 15 people being shot down. But like I said, they're not getting assault rifles from Walmart. They're not getting assault rifles from the gun stores. They're getting these guns from somewhere else. They're putting these type of guns on the street, making them available to our youth and to the young men that have decided to operate under a different code. You know, and they've made it possible for these young people to have all this. So, you know, our situation is, you know, at the end of the day, we still have to make sure that what we're doing lines up with the word, and we have to see the enemy for what he is. It's just like drugs. I mean, our people still smoking crack. People are shooting up and smoking heroin. But like somebody said, we didn't have any planes to ship this stuff into the neighborhood. So, you know, we can't completely put all of the responsibility on the dope dealer, because somebody provided him with the product for him to be able to sell. Somebody gave that young man or young whoever it was that shot that assault rifle, somebody put that in their hands. And that's the evilness of what we deal with today. So we gotta be on alert and understand and see break down the whole dynamic of it all, because it doesn't make any sense. And I think we have her back on the line again. I want to make an announcement before I bring her back on. Anybody that has a question, a comment, or concern, please feel free to push 1. We have the Unity March, 2013 Unity March, November the 1st of this year. Go on the website, www.NOY, which is Nation of Yehuda, UNY, which is United Nation of Israel, 2013March.com. Go on the website. Look at some of the things that we put on the website. Go on the website, register, sign the petition. Look around at some of the items that we have available that we're promoting and the things that we're doing. You know, if you don't want to come donate some finances or something to the website. And, again, we want to thank everyone that has donated and everyone who has donated to the website. And we thank you for all of your support and your efforts. And let me get her on the line right now. Sister Durashi, I'm sorry, but you got disconnected. Go ahead.
Well, shalom. I'm glad I called. But again, this is the plan. It's not my plan. All I could tell you is that since I started coming in on this call, hold on. Since I started coming in on this call, this vision of what we need to do has come to me. This country is not a country. It's a common national. So the only way you're going to get a commercial entity's attention is to hit them where it hurts financially. When you pull those, I'm not saying everybody's going to take their child out of school, their young boys, and this hits college age, okay, 13 to 19. That's Trayvon's contemporaries. So the reason why I keep talking about this is because I thought this call was for to prepare, not only for to let people know who we are as a nation, but to get Trayvon some justice. So if we pull them out ages 13 to 19 for the months of October, November, December, plus, and I'm not saying we shouldn't do the march because I'm all for that also. I'm still thinking we need to do this march, and I'm going to. I don't have a problem with doing that. But if we couple it with this and let them know that this, our nation is standing up for our children, pull them out of school. The older children who staying home could take care of the younger children. And then after we do that, we need to boycott these three big holidays coming up, Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. Don't buy a turkey. Don't buy candy. And I know we're not supposed to be keeping those days anyway, but I guarantee you some of our people still keep these days. So we have to do the Thanksgiving, the Christmas, and the Halloween, these 3 days coming up on their calendar. Then we'll get the attention. So we'll have our children, our young men out of school before the march, November 1st, and the march will be smack in the middle of this. I don't like the word boycott, but for lack of a better word, then when the march is over, we'll still have them out until the 1st of January. Now, mind you, they're only going to miss a couple of days out of school because they're going to be out 2 weeks in December anyway. Then they're going to be out 2 days in November for Thanksgiving. So we will make an impact, I guarantee you. If they said, why are our young the boys are not coming to school, which they're going to call them boys, I say, young men, why aren't they coming to school? That's going to get the buzz around. It's those people that's doing this march in November, the Hebrew Israelites, who are a nation now, and they're proclaiming their right to be a nation. And if that doesn't work, hitting them where they hurt, that's federal dollars involved, because I was a teacher in a public school. So I know that attendance was a big thing in the public school. If those children aren't there, they send truant officers after them. That's how important attending school is, because that's how you get your federal dollars each state. So please take this to the table. And I have sent my contribution in. So I don't want to get, I thought maybe I was getting cut off because of that, because I heard a buzz about that. But I pray and hope that's not the reason. And then I
also am concerned.
Sister Yaina, isn't this call supposed to be preparing for November 1st?
Yes. I'm sorry, say it again. You were breaking up. Say that again. I didn't hear you.
I'm trying to figure out why I'm breaking up, because I don't have my speaker on or anything. But I was wondering, aren't we supposed to use this call to prepare for November the 1st, giving us some things to get ready, how to be passive resistant or so? And I also like to say we need to tell people they need to prepare for the weather in Washington in November the 1st. Now, the weather has been doing some strange things, staying warm in some areas that used to be freezing during November. But I think we should be prepared with the extra clothing, socks, hat. And the last thing I'm going to say, believe it or not, should we wear a hood item, anything with a hood on it? That's it, sis. Thank you for your time. Love all of you, and stick to your guns about being Israel and a nation of Yehuda. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you so much, Sister Durasia, and absolutely no, you were not being cut off, and don't ever think that we would cut you off because of a donation. Never would we ever do that. So whoever's buzzing that around, that is not true. We do not participate like that. We do not act like that. As far as the call being for the march, the call is basically for Israel, period. I mean, you know, we've talked so much about the march that all people have to do now concerning the march is go on the website. If you go on the website has everything on there you need, what you need to wear, what you need to bring with you. Everything is on the website as to what we need. You know, and the biggest thing that we need from people to start registering, I mean, you know, everybody say, I'm coming. But if you don't register, we don't know. And we have to give account to the Metropolitan Police Department, because if we get over 1,000 people, which it looks like we will have, we have to let them know, because then the whole march changes and we have to provide certain things to make sure that we can accommodate people for emergencies and things like that. So if you're planning on coming, please go to the website, register, click the register button, register, then click the petition button, sign the petition, and then we'll know exactly that you're planning on coming. Again, I want to say we have 2 minutes and 38 seconds before we go into overtime. If your phone disconnects at this point, you won't be able to get back on, and we don't want that to happen, so please, everybody, secure your line. If my phone disconnects at this point, the conversation will be over, because I am the host. So if you don't hear from me and it goes silent, they cut me off. But I hope that doesn't happen. Anybody else that has a comment, question, or concern, please push 1. We want to hear what you have. We have a lot of people on this line. There's still a lot of people on this line. It's a beautiful thing. You know, the support that we've received from Israel, it's a beauty. We thank you. We love you for all of the support that you've given. You know, like I said, you know, we're getting excited about the march. We're not going to let it get us down. You know, like the Most High told me, all you need is 12. You know, I would love to have 12,000 marching behind me. I would love to have 12,000 people marching with us. But if that's not the case, if we have 12, we're going to show up with 12.
And, you know, we're going to walk and represent each one of those sons of Yaakov, and we're going to stand on those grounds and proclaim that we are a nation, and we're just going to do what we need to do. And we're going to trust him to make sure we get there, you know, because it's never in the masses and it's never in the numbers. And, you know, the enemy can sometimes make us feel like, you know, we failed or we haven't done what we were supposed to do. But the Most High, when he speaks, that's what it is. So we look forward to everybody showing up. We would love to have everyone show up. But if it's only 12 that go stand on them grounds and proclaim we're Israel, then it'll just be 12, but we're going. So we thank you all for that. So anybody else have any questions, comments, or concerns, the website is www.noyuny2013march.com. We need as much support as we can give. Go turn right around when we get off the line. Go on the website. Push the donate button. Donate. Somebody donated $15 the other day. I don't know who the brother was, but thank you so much for your support. We have initiated a lot of things in place. You know, we've invited people. We've called it the People's March. So we have people coming from all walks of life. We got colleges coming. We got motorcycle clubs coming. We got church people coming. We got people coming from everywhere that we've invited to come to this march. So, you know, we would really love to have Israel there, too, but if all we have is what we have, then we're going to deal with what we have.
Hallelujah.
And we're going to trust him. And we're going to trust him. So here we go. Brother Donnie, do you have anything else you want to say? Nobody's pushing one. They're just listening.
You know, I like I said before, is that we have to do it in the name of the Almighty. You understand? The brother mentioned that there's a lot of marches being done. The Christian churches and a whole lot of other people have marched in Chicago, and they still the deaths and shootings are still in effect. But one thing is that the curse of the Almighty cannot be stopped. So we have to, as a nation, you understand, stand and proclaim the name of our King, who the sun does shine and the winds sing. You understand? He is our salvation. And there's nothing that they could put together that can do anything, because the Almighty will be behind us doing what he do. He took care of us from day one all the way up to this period of time. This is our time now. The ball is in our court. We got to do something. You understand? Now, the Almighty had already, there's certain things that's written in the scripture that the Almighty said that he's going to do. But until then, we must do something. We have to show the Almighty that we want to come back to him. You understand?
Yeah.
Now prayer is significant. It means a great thing. But we have to show the Almighty that we're ready to come back. Just put yourself, you know, as a parent, and you give your son some wisdom, your knowledge, and understanding, and then he comes out and does contrary to what you do and gets himself in trouble. Then he comes back and he apologizes to you. But if he don't show you that he apologized and that he's ready to do what you say that he's going to do, you understand? Then you cannot accept his apology. You understand? You hear it, but you don't see it. And a place is not a house is not built. Will not be established unless it's established in the name of Yah. So we have to be committed to doing the laws, statutes, and ordinances. And we have to show the Almighty that we are committed to doing the laws, statutes, and ordinances. He will show us what we need to do if we come together. Hallelujah. And I want to say this here, too. I love all of you. And I want you to understand that there's nothing that you can do about my love for you people. I will do all I possibly can to establish this nation of Israel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. I needed that. You know what? I'm telling you, I needed to hear
you say that. That has just uplifted my spirit. I'm going to tell you something. We need $10,000. I'm just going to do like the church. I'm going to have to get churchy on y'all in a minute. I need 100 people to give me $100. I'm going to tell you what we need. We need $10,000. Now, among us, I know it's some millionaires on this line. It's some very well-to-do people on this line. I know you are because I see your number. And, you know, we're doing fundraising and we're doing all the things that we need to do. But the scripture says you have not because you ask not. And we have the ability to be able to come together. I need 100 people to give me $100. We need Israel to come together so that this march will be successful, you know, and we've exhausted our resources and we're putting our resources in down to the last penny. We have people on fixed incomes that are sending in $50, $100, $25, $15. I need 100 people to give me $100. Now, when they did that in church, I wrote checks for $1,000 and gave it with no problem at all whatsoever. So, I mean, you know, here we are. I'm putting you to the test. If you don't have it, you can't give it. But for those who have it, if you want the Most High to bless you, which he's going to bless you anyway, we need you to dig deep. And I mean go real deep, real, real deep, because we need some funds and we need some money to make this happen. I'm not talking to the spectators and the ones who are sitting on the fence. I'm not talking to the ones that don't believe in what we're doing, but the ones that this is your first time on this radio show, and I see your phone numbers. I know the people who call in on the regular, and I know the ones that have money that have called into this show. This is your first time on the show, and the Most High brought you here for a reason. You have it in your bank account. All you got to do is just go on PayPal, go on the website, www.noyuny2013march.com, and donate the money that we need because you have it and you're looking for a cause to be able to give something where you know it's going to be put to good use. And we promise you that all of the funds that we receive are going to be put to the use to make sure that we get this thing done because the Most High has mandated us to do it. And we're not going to get discouraged. We're going to keep on going. Brother Donnie, I needed to hear you say that. You just don't know how much I need to hear you say that. And we thank you all for all of your support and your effort. All of you have called every week. You're faithful. You call every week. Our numbers are getting bigger and bigger. We've gone over 20,000 people that have listened to our show. And a few people have fallen off, and I know you wonder where they are, and they're no longer with us. But, you know, the Most High knows what he's doing, and the people that are here are the ones that he wants to be here. So we're making this thing happen. And I'm like Brother Donia, you know, sometimes I get discouraged, Israel, and sometimes I feel like I want to give up. But I love the Most High, and I love his people. And, you know, we just got to keep pushing no matter what we see, because the enemy wants to discourage us to the point to make it seem like it's not possible. But all things are possible through him. Is there anything too hard for Yahuwah?
No, not at all.
Nothing. He can do anything but fail. He can provide anything for us. And as I stand here and I talk to you from the royal house of King Dawid, you know, a lot of people have a problem with that because I'm a girl, but guess what? I will not give up my pedigree and I will not give up my birthright. I am speaking to you directly from the royal house of King Dawid. I want you to know that we're here and that we're in the earth, and I know I got brothers and sisters all over the world, scattered all over the world, and if the Most High has told you who you are, that you're part of the royal house of King Dawid, please email me, because we're trying to get our family together, and we're trying to push forward, because we have a lot of political things that we have to do. My email address where you can reach me is Yaena, and it's spelled Y-A-H, E-E-N-A, Yisrael, Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, at gmail.com. We're trying to put some things together for our family so that we can come together and be who we're supposed to be in the earth today. I hear a lot of people on YouTube professing and claiming to be from the royal house of King David. I don't know if you are or not, but we do stand on a different covenant than everyone else, and the Most High mandated that his seed would always be in the earth, and that his descendants would always be here. So we're here, we know who we are, and we're standing on who we are. We're just in captivity with everyone else, and we take a humble position, and we come as a servant so that we can make sure that we get the people to gather together to do what they need to do. The United Nation of Israel is on the move, and they're doing positive things. They're putting together a whole lot of things, and their website is Yah, Y-A-H, Will, W-I-L-L, gather, G-A-T-H-E-R, .us. Yah will gather .us. Go on the website, see what they're doing. Check out how they're moving forward. because nothing is going to stop us. And nothing beats a failure but a try. You know what I'm saying? And when the Most High gives us something to do, we have to be obedient. But, again, we need 10,000. I'm talking to those that's got some dollars because everybody don't have it. Dig deep. Go down in your little stash in your slush fund that people don't know nothing about. We need you to donate $10,000 to the account. We need to have that money by Friday because we have some things that we have to meet. You know, do whatever we need to do. Make and see. Trust me and see. Don't the Most High bless you. Now, I'm going to go to church on you now. Come on, y'all. Dig way deep. We want you to go deep. Pass the tray around. We need everybody's money today. What you say, Brother Donnie? I hate us, but give up that 10%. Woo! Boy. I love you, Brother Dawid. Thank you so much for calling in. He's calling in from Sweden. He's faithful. If you need us for anything, let us know. I did send you an email. I hope you got it. Since from Florida, thank you so much for your comment. And everyone else, if anybody else has a comment or they want to say something, please push one. We want to hear from you before we hang up because we don't want to leave anyone out. We're just trying to move forward. And we won't let any negativity stop us because we're on the move. Anybody else have any comment, question, or concern? Brother Dawid, you want to say something before I go?
No, can you hear me?
Okay.
I can hear you.
Oh, no, I just want to say I love y'all and keep doing what you do. You got my support 100%.
All right. We'll see you in Washington, D.C., November the 1st. Like I said, if it's only 12 of us marching up Pennsylvania Avenue, we're going to march with flags flying, and we're going to go stand on the grounds of the Capitol building to do what we were told to do by faith and by obedience, because guess what? Obedience is better than sacrifice. See you next week. We love you very much. Love you, Israel.
Yeah. Oh. Woke up in the morning, looked out the window and saw everyone playing. Looks like
hey, basketball.
Traveling freely, ran out to join him. Seemed to be so much fun.
All day I dream of winning. All day I dream of sailing away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sailing away.
Oh. Well, hat on my favorite shoe. Help me to play. The sun started going down.
Living life for free.
I could go day and all night. I'm game and feeling alright.
Trying to tell you that
you're my victory. dream of winning.
Dreaming about
all
you.
Dream of selling away.
Another edition of the Yehuda Project, and like I said, I see your numbers. You're new on the line. We need your help. I know you got it because the Most High said you did. We need $10,000. Don't forget to go on our website, www.noyuny2013march.com. And go through the whole website. We're selling T-shirts. We have backpacks. We got water bottles. We have all those things, but most of all, we have a PayPal button that you can push on. It takes you straight to the site, and you can just donate the money on site. We need your help, Israel. We need all the help we can get because we are on our way to Washington, D.C. to stand on the grounds of the Capitol and proclaim that Israel is a nation and that we are the descendants of the transatlantic slave trade born in the diaspora. We'll see you next week. I love you all. I'll see you next week. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Goodbye.